Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, some areas might get that cold up towards the northern Worcester County area in the hilly terrain, but the models have pulled back slightly on the cold here that we're going to enjoy, I put that in quotes, over the next 24 hours. We have the warmest temperature that would be recorded for today occurred at midnight. It was 22 degrees at Logan Airport at that point, and we've been falling ever since. We're now down to the teens. It's actually, by winter standards, not that cold right now. The Arctic air has really just arrived over the past hour or so. There was a little line of snow showers moving through, and temperatures will continue to fall over the next several hours. Right past sunrise, we'll get down to about 9 or 10 degrees and then hold around 11 or 12 for much of the afternoon hours.
An Arctic blast, is that the term that I'm hearing? Is that the right term?
Yeah, this is really Arctic air. And, you know, when you think about air, and I know a lot of people don't walk through the air thinking, hey, this is a fluid, but you're walking through a fluid. And Arctic air is a very dense fluid. It would be more like molasses, and it's thick and it's oozy, and it kind of comes down at low levels of the atmosphere. And that's what's happening. This is just pouring down from the far reaches of the northern part of the planet. It's with us for only about 24 hours. It's very dry. That's the other thing. You're going to notice a lot of scratchy throats this morning, and I think a lot of people are going to go to the COVID thing. It may not be COVID, of course. That's a problem, but a lot of folks will have scratchy throats if you don't have a humidifier. Because it's so dry, the relative humidity in your homes is going to be down under 10%.
Good to know. How long will the cold stay around?
So tonight is chilly, no doubt about it. We're down in the single digits. I don't think we really go below zero, however. And already tomorrow, by this time, the winds have flipped around to the south, and temperatures will actually probably bottom out about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And by this time tomorrow, we'll be maybe 2 degrees higher than our low temperature. And then we're going back into the 30s tomorrow with sunshine. It'll be chilly in the morning with those wind chill values kind of down close to zero with the stronger winds, but 38, 39 degrees in the afternoon. Up near 40 on Thursday, Friday back to some chilly weather as the storm moves out to sea east of us. Saturday's a cold day. We're back near 20, even some upper teens. And right now into the holiday, Martin Luther King Day, Monday looks partly sunny, temperatures in the 30s. There may be, I just want to put this out there, there may be a more significant storm around the Tuesday timeframe. A lot of the models agreeing on a big rain or snowstorm here for early next week.
So I guess we'll be talking again soon. Meteorologist Dave Epstein, thank you so much.
You're welcome.